You're listening to Fotch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
Chelsea, I did something for the first time I never thought I was going to do, and that is pick up at Walmart.
Oh my goodness.
Where you pull into a stall and they bring the groceries out to your car is what I'm speaking of.
We're all aware of what it is, Fox.
I know you guys are. I just have to say it out loud so I can go, okay, I actually did this. Like, I'm almost in shock myself.
I cannot believe that this is the first time you've ever used grocery pickup. Like, that's insane to me.
Look, my girlfriend's like, why don't we just try it? Why don't we, I'll just order it and then you pick it up. Like, if you're doing some errands, and I'm like, okay. Like, and so she's like, she's trying to get me to do these steps, you know, and I'm like, all right, I'll try it.
Okay.
And then we can discuss.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you that it reminded me of something that I feel very uncomfortable about.
What?
And that is the one and only time I've gotten a pedicure.
Wait, how is getting a pedicure the same as a grocery pickup?
I'll explain.
Okay, please do.
Now, I know a lot of you like pedicures, but there is something for me. This is just for me.
Uh-huh.
Where I just feel like someone rubbing my feet and doing stuff to my feet is like, I'm better than them, or I'm high. And I understand that. I've heard this 1,000 times where people are like, well, you're paying for that service. I understand that. I get it. But I just don't feel comfortable. And I know a lot of people are like, gosh, that's my happy place. I love it when they rub my feet and they shave the crap off of my heels and they paint my toenail. That's fine. That's great. That's good for you. I love that for you.
Yeah.
I don't. I feel uncomfortable. And it was the same feeling that I got when that girl came out with my groceries at Walmart.
Yeah, because they put the groceries in.
Yes.
They ask where you want them. Yeah.
Here, I felt so uncomfortable, and here's why. She's like, where would you like me to put them? I'm like, hang on, I'll help you. She goes, no, sir. Stay in the car. And I'm like, wait a minute.
I don't think you're supposed to help them.
I'm like, I can't help? Like, what is that?
No.
Like, I felt so uncomfortable. I felt weird. I didn't know if I should tip her.
Do you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Like, and I understand. I know a lot of people are like, well, that's just part of the service. You don't have to tip her. I get it. But here, I'm just telling you how I felt inside.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not, I felt very uncomfortable. I felt very uncomfortable waiting on someone. And this is just for me. I know people are very busy and they love these services.
Yeah.
They love getting people to rub their feet and paint their toenails and then sit in their car and get, and I understand that it works well, especially for people with kids.
Oh,
they don't
definitely
want to have a bunch of kids run through the grocery store. I totally understand this. I'm just talking about I personally felt uncomfortable.
Okay, you're going to have to get over that.
I'm not going to. I'm not doing pickup anymore.
You're not doing it again?
I can't, guys.
Oh, come on.
I tried it once, and I'll try everything once, but I can't. I felt so terrible that someone had to shop for my groceries and then bring them out and put them in my truck, and I couldn't help. I felt helpless.
I get why you feel bad.
And I know there's one person out there, it's because he likes to control things.
I didn't even think about that.
He's a control freak. No, it's not a control freak. I just want to help.
I know you
like,
do.
Like, I don't want people waiting on me.
I get that.
That's the thing where I feel uncomfortable.
Do you feel bad about going to a restaurant and having a server?
Sometimes.
Oh, seriously?
Sometimes.
Oh.
That's why I don't bother them a lot.
Well, yeah, I don't either. But, like, okay. Interesting.
Yeah, that's why it's just been like we'd make a lot of food at home.
Uh-huh. So you could avoid that awkwardness that you
feel
inside?
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like I want to help.
I know
I
want to
help out. So it's not comfortable for me. So I'm telling you, I'm so glad that we have this service for a lot of people.
Yeah,
because obviously people love picking up their groceries.
Uh-huh.
I want to pick out my own produce. I want to go there. That's part of the fun for me.
Okay.
Is getting in and out and finding what's going on. And no one has to, like, do anything. I'm not putting anybody out.
No, you're not putting them out.
Well, I felt terrible for
you're
that
not.
Girl.
You're not. Can I tell you, though? This is going to... Pickup is going to save you money. You want to know why? Because you're not going in the grocery store buying stuff that wasn't on your list. You only get what was on your list. You're not... You don't see, like, ooh, there's this new cereal.
Keep in mind who you're talking to.
Frugal Fosh.
I'm not...
You know you pick up stuff sometimes that you weren't on the list.
I mean, if it's on sale,
See, but that's more money.
That's the whole thing.
That's more money.
That's why I think I also don't like it, is because I see that yellow tag and it makes me feel good.
Oh, my God.
You know how a lot of people like likes and like followers and they get all those endorphins go?
Right.
And they're like, oh, my gosh, somebody commented and said that was beautiful. I feel so good.
Yeah.
I feel so good when I pick up a thing of potato salad and it's got a yellow price tag on it.
Because it expires the next day.
Then I saved 89 cents.
Oh, man.
That's exciting.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.